Hello, my lovelies. I do hope you're well and haven't had your spirit crushed by the mundanities of modern life. As you may know, I had to have surgery in March, and it turned out to be rather more extensive than anticipated. As a result, we had to put Tea in Jeopardy on pause whilst I recovered. I just wanted to let you know that I'm almost back to full health, and to thank you for your patience during my recovery. But more than that, I also wanted to thank you for the kind messages of support, the deluge of best wishes, the cards and flowers, the gifts, including jigsaw puzzles, a graphic novel, tea, a very special DVD containing a certain Mr. Hiddleston, and the most amazing +5 loot chest containing tea, sweets and manner and life potions. I have been overwhelmed by your kindness and generosity. Pete and I are working on the next episode, and post-op fatigue permitting, that will be with you soon. We would also like to thank everyone who voted for Tea and Jeopardy in the Hugo nominations round, and put our strange and whimsical show onto the shortlist in Best Fancast. As an expression of our gratitude for your patience, I've put together a blooper reel for your entertainment. Whilst I would normally recommend a nice cup of tea to accompany our podcast, it may not be wise in this instance. For those who find such things offensive, or who may be listening at work or within earshot of children, I'd like to warn you that there is an extraordinary and delicious amount of swearing.
What tea there? This place doesn't see... No, shoot.
Let the blooper reel commence.
This place hasn't seen such fuckwittery since the last time we recorded.
Ah. Perhaps I should keep hold of it, Mom. Just in case we need for something like... Oh, bollocks. That one week, eh?
You're doing a Melchett. I would also like to offer my congratulations to the respected gentleman of the order, Paul Cornell, who has a new... Shit.
Paul Cornell's got a new shit.
Oh my god, that's so rude! I made the mistake of looking at you.
Oh dear.
All of a sudden, a moment where I just turned and looked at my husband being a chicken. I just couldn't hold that shit together any longer. That's probably enough anyway.
Yeah.
Possibly go wrong.
Hey, Philip.
Well, hello there, my lovelies. I do hope you're well and haven't had a photograph of you in the 80s wearing a bum bag, eh? Sorry, I just realised that this sentence is grammatically fuck-polid.
That's not the sentence you're looking for.
And over there... Oh, for cocking buggery fuck-fuck. Don't look so worried, Latimer. If anyone will take it... If anyone will fuck up a line, it's them.
They've had to wait...
I've got a bad feeling about this. The Centurion is opening the grill. I think I should say a Centurion.
Yes.
Cat detective. I don't know why I said that.
Stick to the script.
Okay. I think you need to redo that line.
What? Don't you know who I am?
I do, darling. You need to enunciate literary agent more slowly. You've just listened to an episode of Tea and Jeopardy. That sounded shit.
You've just listened to an episode of Tea and Jeopardy that sounded shit.
I did not say that.
Like, well, it's okay. Exactly. It's just classic.
No, I'm going.
But we're not doing that now.
No, no, we're doing I think Skellerman music.
Oh, Peter. Ready? Stop tickling me.
Jeffrey.
Okay, ready?
Here you go. Cough. Oh, I don't say cough. Matt Damon.
And I'm delighted to say that we've just meached. Oh, my good fucking fucking fuck. And I'd like to... Oh, God damn it, darling.
Our first blooper of the day.
I think that's our first blooper of 2016. Right, have you 15. Stopped moving? Oh, my God. Oh, these bloody time machines. I do get confused. Right, are you ready? Have you stopped fidgeting? I love you. Okay.
One last message to our patrons. Tales of your patience and kindness will be sung by heavy-breasted maidens down the ages. Pete and I are working on a special something just for you that we hope to release to you in the next week or two. Well, that's it for now. Take care, my cherry blossoms.